The living Jesus, let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Eternal Rock of Ages, our Lord and our Father, we thank you, Lord God Jehovah. We bless your holy name. We thank you, my Lord and my Father, for you have been in our midst right from the beginning of this service, and you are still with us. We want to appreciate you, my Lord and my Father, for what you have done and for what you are about to do. Jehovah, we thank you. Glory be to your holy name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we are going into the word of God, I pray, my Lord and my Father, every power of carnality, may they be subdued in the name of Jesus. Let the power of flesh, in the name of Jesus, be subdued in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit of God take absolute control in the name of the Lord Jesus and have his way in our midst in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the word of God today shall be a blessing to our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brethren in the Lord, I count it a privilege to be before you this afternoon, and for being asked by our pastor to share the word of God with us today. I thank Almighty Father God for his life. Because when I look at it, I say, well, who am I to stand before you to declare the word of God or to preach the word of God? But I believe one thing, that by the power and the grace of God Almighty Father, everything is possible in the sight of our Heavenly Father. Pastor, I thank God for your life, for giving me this opportunity. And I know as you are trying to equip us as children of God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will continue to equip you in Jesus' name. And the grace of God upon your life shall not fail in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The title of the word of God today, brethren in the Lord, is called Fulfilling God's Purpose in your life. Fulfilling God's purpose in your life. I will start by going into the definition of purpose. When I check this in the dictionary, it says it is an intention of our heart, or a plan that you have, a plan that you want to carry out, or a reason for an action, or reason for a course of action. That is how purpose is defined. But when I look at the definition of purpose, it sounds so simple. But there is something that I think about it. Despite the fact that it sounds so simple to us, but I ask myself this question, and I know many of us, we have one or two things in mind. Then the question I ask myself, why are people living life meaninglessly? Why are people living life meaninglessly? Or why are people struggling so much? And after struggling so much, people still underachieve, not everyone. Some still underachieve. And we even have some, when they look at their friend, they see what their friend, what they are doing, and they will think within themselves, probably if I try the same thing, things may get better. They will put in all their effort, and at the end of the day, it's all to no avail. Brethren in the Lord, let us question ourselves. What could be the reason for this? Then I came to a conclusion that probably many do not know the purpose of God for their life. Our pastor says something here one day, although it is a general saying, that where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Abuse is inevitable. If you don't know the purpose of God for your life, brethren in the Lord, one may struggle. Youth in the house, please, I would like every one of us to listen to this because it's going to be beneficial to you. Even adult parents, I would like you to listen to this because I know you may have one or two things to do. And on those two things that you want to do, one or two things, you are not still very sure of what to do. You are not very sure of the one to embark upon. Brethren in the Lord, you need to know the purpose of God for your life. Because if you know the purpose of God for your life, and you stay focused on that purpose, definitely you will see that you will fulfill that purpose of God for your life. Brethren in the Lord, how do we know the purpose of God for our life? Knowing the purpose of God for our life, how do we do it? For the fact that we are Christian doesn't mean we are going to get this easily. Because knowing the purpose of God, it is not a gift, brethren in the Lord. It is not a gift at all. It is something that we need to work for. It is something that we need to pray for. When you want to know the purpose of God for your life, God, I want to know the purpose of God for my life. You have to go into prayer. And that's the reason why I said it is not a gift. Because if it was a gift, you wouldn't even bother yourself. You wouldn't need to go into prayer. You wouldn't need to labor on it because it is a gift. But in this case, it is not a gift, brethren in the Lord. How do we do it? We need to be fervent in prayer. We need to ask our Heavenly Father to direct us. You don't need to imitate anyone. You don't need to go in the way or in the direction other people are going. You just have to know the purpose of God for your own life. Brethren in the Lord, let us go into the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3. It says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Can we see? We have to call upon the name of God. And this is a promissory statement. When you look at the next one, you say, "I will definitely and will answer thee if you call unto me." And there's another promise there. He said, "I will show you great and mighty thing that you do not know." God is promising that he will show it unto you. But you need to work so hard to know this purpose. We have some people, they are very gifted when it comes to this. We can hear the testimony of our brother when he came here. He said something that I never even mentioned anything to him. How did he know? That is the gift of God. When you look at it, that is the gift of God. And the word of God says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord." That thing that you do not know, the thing that you do not know, is a secret thing, and it belongs unto the Lord. But God sometimes reveals to his own people. And he says, those things that are revealed, they belong unto us and our children forever. Once it is revealed to you, brethren in the Lord, it has been given to you. And God always reveals to those people who fear him. If you fear God, if you have the fear of God, when you ask for anything from God, be assured that it will definitely be given unto you. Brethren in the Lord, when it comes to asking our Heavenly Father to give us direction in life, when you're asking God for a certain purpose, brethren in the Lord, it takes the grace of God. You need to pray for this to be shown unto you. I will quickly mention three things here. I will say our pastor is gifted when it comes to this. I don't know if many of you, if you know of this. Personally, my own personal experience with him, on two different occasions, he has told me or mentioned two things to me. I won't deceive you. everything came to pass. So also, I'm not going to mention the name of this person, a woman in this church. Three things she mentioned to me. I won't deceive you. All those three things, they came to pass. God revealed only to those who fear him. Brethren in the Lord, and I am telling you my own personal experience. I was praying for three different things, and the mental picture of it in my mind, that time the way it appeared to me, it's like something, three different things arranged in three different spots on a horizontal line. One at the end here, one in the middle, and the last one on the far end of the line. I continued praying for months. I didn't see anything for months. But the time that God will show you, let me tell you, it's like light shining through a tube. That tube has, it's like the tube has hollow in it. So one is placed directly opposite each need on the line. One here, and the other one here. Brethren in the Lord, the first one, I saw that light. The light shone through that tube and hit one need on the left side. Hit the second one in the middle. But let me tell you, the last one was full of darkness. Full of darkness. And we know light is a natural force to take away darkness. But glory be to the Lord that the first one was achieved. And there was fulfillment on the second one. But let me tell you the last one that was full of darkness. I tried so much on it. I made physical effort. And up to today, brethren in the Lord, it's not achieved. Because it is not the purpose of God for my life. But I was just making effort. I was just making effort, trying that, okay, maybe this thing could be achieved. But up to today, I am telling you, it's not achieved. If we can just listen to God, if we can just call upon God, there's nothing difficult for our Heavenly Father to do. Brethren in the Lord, but it goes with sacrifice. We know we are in the season of sacrifice. When you want to pray, you have a lot to sacrifice. The food that you are eating, you just forgo it for a moment. Then your time, you have to sacrifice time for some other thing, for you to focus on asking God, that Lord, what is your purpose for my life? Brethren in the Lord, I want to take us into another book of the Bible, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There are two things that were mentioned here. For our life to be transformed, then renewing of our mind. Renewing of your mind has to come first before transformation. But how, we need to ask ourselves question about our heart being renewed. How will this happen? The origin of it is a faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Brethren in the Lord, when the word of God is coming out, God is using somebody to communicate to you. Or when you are reading the word of God, our brother quoted a verse in the Bible today, John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. When you are reading the Bible, God is speaking to you directly, because that is the word of God. And it's God that is speaking to you directly. Depending on the way you take the word in. If you take the word in with faith in your heart, there is no way your heart will not be renewed. And once it is renewed, your life will be transformed and see the result at the end. He said that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, the perfect purpose of God for your life. Brethren in the Lord, how will you be able to prove? Is it possible for one to prove what he does not know? Practically, it is impossible. But for you to prove, you have to know. And for you to know, you have to learn. We have to learn to know. And when you know now, you will be able to prove. You will be able to ascertain this is the purpose of God for my life. Brethren in the Lord, remember, we have to be transformed. And when you are transformed, you have the fear of God in your heart. You want to listen to what God says. What they preach in the house of God or any instruction from the man of God, you listen. Because you know everything is coming from the Lord God. Brethren in the Lord, this is very important to have our life transformed. This is one of the ways by which we can know the purpose of God for our life. Knowing the purpose of God. We want to move to the next point, which is focusing. Focusing. This is so powerful. Even when you know the purpose of God for your life and you do not remain focused on it, brethren in the Lord, abuse is still inevitable. Delay is inevitable. Stagnation is inevitable. If we refuse to focus on it, focus is very powerful. If you remain in focus, you will see that even if you have any potential, you will be able to maximize that potential. If the purpose of God is revealed to you, you will be able to maximize that purpose of God in your life. But if anyone make a mistake of being out of focus, forget about it. And you will see many do this nowadays. Many do this nowadays. Instead of them to channel all their energy on the purpose of God for their life, some jump from pillar to post. And which is not good for us as we are serving God. I just want to let us consider the explanation, one explanation in the Word of God. It's in the book of, praise the Lord. Let us go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 20. It says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Let every man abide in the same calling. Let us underline the word same. Same, the same one. If you remain in focus, this is telling us you need to build around the purpose of God for your life. Whatever it takes you, be it prayer, be it your own physical effort. Brethren in the Lord, do not hesitate. Build around it. Because that is the purpose of God for your life. You have to walk towards it. Let us walk towards the purpose of God for our life. Begin to build everything possible for this purpose to be achieved. For the purpose of God to be achieved, we need to build around it. Brethren in the Lord, I would like us to consider another one, which is book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians 3, 13. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing, just like the other one, the same calling. This one thing I do. This one thing I do. When you focus, brethren in the Lord, it doesn't take time for you to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. But if one remains out of focus, there could be delay. There could be stagnation. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will not be delayed in Jesus' name. I pray you not be stagnant in the name of Jesus, because stagnation is not your portion, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren in the Lord, we have seen the power of focus. When you focus on one thing, you do not have your attention divided. You do not have your attention diverted into another thing, but on the purpose of God. And you are working towards it seriously. You remain on that purpose, and you will see when you continue doing the same thing, you will see that at the end of the day, that purpose shall surely be fulfilled in the name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren in the Lord, I will rush over the remaining 2 points. The third one that I want to mention is we have to be prayerful. We have to be prayerful. Whatever we are seeking the face of God for, brethren in the Lord, be prayerful. Because there is nothing we can do without our Heavenly Father. If we see the face of God in prayer, the Lord answers prayer. He says, call upon me and I will answer thee. You will call upon God in prayer. Ask, it shall be given unto you, saith the word of God. He says, seek, you shall be found. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Brethren in the Lord, it is very important to be prayerful. And I think Hannah knew this secret. Hannah knew this secret. The Bible confirms she has no children. But despite the fact that she hasn't got any children, the husband was going to Shiloh yearly to worship and to offer sacrifice to the Lord of hosts, brethren in the Lord. But that didn't, the condition of Hannah didn't deprive Hannah from going with the husband yearly. She continued going to Shiloh with the husband, praying fervently unto the Lord. And at the end of the day, her prayer was answered. Brethren in the Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, with faith as you are seeking the face of God in prayer, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your prayers in the name of Jesus shall be answered in Jesus' name. Amen. The last but not the least, you must have faith. You must have faith. And when we consider Anna again, I don't think anyone can underplay the complementary impact of Hannah's faith. No one can underplay it. Because what I noticed there was initially the man of God thought she was drunk when she was praying. But when she explained her situation to the man of God said something to her, go in peace. Go in peace. The Lord of Israel will give unto you as you have asked him. Brethren, something happened immediately. The man of God made this declaration. The Bible confirmed that her countenance was no longer sad. What could be the cause of that? Because he received the declaration made by the man of God with faith. She received it with faith. And the Bible confirmed she was no longer sad. The countenance was no longer sad. Brethren in the Lord, we need to have faith in God. When you want to know your purpose, youth in the house, I know many of you are working towards so many things in life. Some of you, it could be the course that you want to do. Some of you, you may be looking for the bone of thy bone, the flesh of thy flesh. May I tell you one thing? Do not take any step outside of the will of God. You need to ask for this, whatever you are pursuing, whatever your pursuit is, first of all, seek the face of God, for God to guide you, for God to reveal unto you. Like I told you, God is still in the business of revealing things to his own children. God is still revealing things to his own children. I have told you about our pastor, and I've told you about my own personal experience. that I had. But if you can do the same thing today, I know the youth here, many of you are still young. Probably some are in the uni, some are in secondary school. Don't do anything out of the will of God. Any course, even if you are in doubt, you have 2-3 things in mind. You are in doubt of which one you should embark upon. Go into the presence of God. Ask God in prayer. Don't say, because I've prayed on this for 1 month, it has not been revealed unto me, let me just drop it. No. You continue seeking the face of God. Continue seeking the face of God, and God will surely reveal unto you. Brethren in the Lord, you have heard the word of God today about fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. And we have just mentioned the first thing you need to do is to know the purpose of God for your life. And once the purpose of God for your life is identified, the second stage is for you to remain focused upon that purpose of God for your life. And once you remain focused upon the purpose of God for your life, you need to be prayerful. You need to be prayerful and have faith in the Lord that with God, everything is possible. Brethren in the Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that our effort in life shall never be in vain in Jesus' name. And I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we shall all live meaningful lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we rise up to our feet for a word of prayer? Brethren in the Lord, I want you to pray within just 2 or 3 minutes. The word of